Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning Mishnah Rachin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, and Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah Sar being learned Bishchos Esra Bas Rachel, Shishi Bizachar Find Receiving Hagon, Big Kar of Mamish. And we continue with the last of the things mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, that there are certain things that we have that are Lahakel Ula Hachmir, sometimes it's a Kula, sometimes it's a Chomra. So Mighty Shemra, Lahakel Hachmir Ketzad. What's the case of Mighty Shemra? They could be both a Kula and a Chomra. Now Mighty Shemra, the Pasuk tells us, is when a man gets married and then he's Mighty Shemra about his wife. He says something bad about his wife that she actually was with a man previously and she wasn't fresh for him. So what's the case of Mishnah tells us, it doesn't make a difference if he's Mighty Shemra on one of the greatest families of Kuna or on one of the most smallest and insignificant families among just regular Yidden, Noisin Ma'asela, either which way, he has to have 100 Sela Knas, as the Torah says. Now the Mishnah concludes with telling us, Nimsa Oimer Befiv, Yasser Mina Oisa Maise, turns out that when somebody says something with their mouth, that's way worse and more and strict than if a person does a deed. Because in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about Oinus Mufata, when a person actually does a deed, the Knas is only 50. But over here, he didn't even do anything. All he did was say something. He was Mighty Shemra, and he has to pay 100. And where do we see the Shekin Motsinu, Shaloi Nechlem Gzar Din Alavisinu Midbar, El Lashon Hara? The whole Gzar Din, the whole decree against our forefathers in Midbar that they had to sojourn for 40 years and they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael right away was because of Lashon Hara. Shemra, the Pasuk says, V'inasu Isi Ze Asar Pa'amim, V'loi Shom B'Kaili, and they tested me this 10 times. They didn't listen to me. As we see from here, that even though the Yidden tested Hashem multiple times, their Gzar Din was Nechtam. Their decree was signed and sealed that they're not going into Eretz Yisrael only because of Lashon Hara that was spoken against Eretz Yisrael. And moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, we have a number of different klalim, a number of different rules. So we begin, Heseg Yad Banoider. We had already mentioned this din of Heseg Yad, namely when a person makes a neder of Erech and he can't afford it, so we judge him by Heseg Yad, by how much money he could afford, so that's based off of the neder, the one who made the neder, not regarding the one who it was made on. Rule number two, V'hashanim Banidar. When we want to see how much money the person has to pay, and as we've already said before, that has to do with how old they are, so that's with the nidar, the one who had the neder made on them. So even a young person says about an old person, or old person about a young person, who have different values. If they said, Erech that person on me, we look at that person and not the one who's making the neder. Rule number four, v'arachim, in regards to how much money it's going to be, namely, are we going based off of a female or male? So by nerach, that's the one who had it made on him. So if a man says about a woman, or a woman says about a man, Erech that person on me, so we just look at the person who had the erech made on them, male or female, and again, that's going to be a different amount of money. And lastly, v'ha'erech, bizman ha'erech. In regards to the one who made the neder, it has to do with when they made that neder. So if a person says, Erchi Olai, my value is on me, I'm going to give my own value, and he's under 20 years old when he said that, and by the time he gets around to actually paying it, he's older than 20, which is a different cost, it's a different value. We do it based off of when he made the neder, not when he's actually paying it. So now we explain the first thing in the Mishnah, Heseg Yad B'Neider Ketzad. What's the situation of Heseg Yad by the neder? So Ani Sharech HaSashir, if a poor person said that he's going to give the Erech of a rich person, Noisen Erech Ani, so he gives the erech of an ani. In other words, if he can't afford it, even though the person who he made the neder about is able to afford it, that doesn't make a difference. The one who made the neder can't afford it, so we judge him and we decide how much he could afford. The other way around as well is va'asher sharech ani. If a wealthy person was marich an ani, he said erech that ani on me, nice and erech asher, he has to give the erech of an asher. Even though the ani himself is not able to afford anything, that doesn't make a difference. Who's the one that said the lashon of erech? A wealthy person. So the wealthy fellow has to pay up everything. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis and Gimel, which is really just a continuation of this point that we just ended off with. For now, though, everyone should have a wonderful day.